USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Among the developments when it comes to the coronavirus at this hour, the National Security Council says there is no truth to rumors that a national quarantine is coming to combat the outbreak. It says a text message rumor of a national quarantine is fake. There is no national lockdown. Meanwhile, the Senate today is expected to take up a coronavirus relief bill to help workers and businesses impacted by it. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying he has a general idea about how much it's going to cost, but he can't say for sure.
It's hard to model some of these things because you don't know how many workers are going to be home.
At last night's Democratic presidential primary debate, Joe Biden said he'll pick a woman to be his running mate. And this is USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
From CBN Films comes I Am Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. Taken from his home into slavery, then a miraculous escape, only to be called back.
It was not my grace, but God, that I might come to the Irish nations to preach the gospel.
Witness the journey from man to saint. I Am Patrick. In select theaters for 2 days only, March 17th and 18th. For theaters and tickets, go to iampatrick.com.
More from last night's Democratic presidential primary debate that was moved from Phoenix to Washington, D.C. because of concerns about the coronavirus. Also, there was no live audience. But candidates Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden went on with discussions of many issues, including immigration. Here's Bernie Sanders.
These are good people, and yet they're living in terror. And we have got to end that terror, end the ICE raids, and move toward a path toward citizenship.
And Joe Biden making this pledge.
In the first 100 days of my administration, no one will be deported at all. From that point on, the only deportations that will take place are commissions of felonies in the United States of America.
President Trump tweets yesterday that he is, quote, strongly considering a full pardon for his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. The retired general has been trying to take back a guilty plea concerning lying to the FBI about contact with Russian officials. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
The president made calls for days for the nation's central bank to take action in the face of the coronavirus outbreak. Now he's pleased that the Fed has done so.
It just happened minutes ago, but to me it makes me very happy. And I want to congratulate the Federal Reserve.
President Trump praising the Fed for dropping interest rates as part of the country's coronavirus response.
For starters, they've lowered the Fed rate from what it was, which was 1 to 1.25. And it's been lowered down to 0 to 0.25 or 0.25. So it's 0 to 0.25. That's a big difference. It's quite a bit, about a point.
The president speaking in the White House briefing room.
In addition, very importantly, the Federal Reserve is going to be purchasing $500 billion of treasuries.
That report from Rob Olunsky. And two brothers from Chattanooga, Tennessee, who'd stockpiled hand sanitizer with the hopes of reselling it for big profits, are now deciding to donate it after all. Matt Colvin has since apologized for buying thousands of bottles of sanitizer with his brother Noah. Amazon pulled their listing after they had sold several hundred bottles of it with prices up to $70 each. But after nationwide criticism of their entrepreneurship, they're now saying they'll donate the bottles to people who really need it across their state. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.